Chapter 5, Step 3, Your Unique Message. Quote, "The problem with communication is the illusion that it has occurred," end of quote. George Bernard Shaw. Another critical element of your brand is your message. The first key objective is to help people readily understand what you are offering. To do this means you want to keep it simple and clear. Your unique message should answer three questions. 1, what do you do? 2, who do you do it for? And 3, why should they care? For example, my unique message is 1, I guide. 2, companies and their individuals. 3, to reach unimaginable outcomes. You can also provide context, how, in this case. 1, I guide. 2, companies and their individuals. 3, to reach unimaginable outcomes by aligning their purpose, passion, and profit. Many times when focusing in on developing their brand, people will start with step 3. They may start by packaging themselves, whether in an introduction at a networking event or promoting themselves in marketing materials or with a speaking bio on LinkedIn or on a resume. But very often they find themselves struggling with what they should be, what they want to say, what should be a relatively simple task. After all, how hard can it be to tell others who we are and what we do? There's a problem, however. Getting clarity around expressing or patching ourselves is often like trying to do surgery on ourselves. We can see someone else clearly, but we see ourselves in multiple layers. We know too much about ourselves, in a sense, and this tends to complicate our thinking. What's worse, often we are trying to sound our best in our description of ourselves. Said another way, we're trying to impress. The interesting aspect here is we are actually trying to impress ourselves first, to convince ourselves that we are worthy, valuable, and different in some way. This is why step 1, introspection, is critical. We have to take the time to be so clear on who we are that we actually believe what we are saying about ourselves. That way, our unique message will not just be an external marketing hype. Instead, it will reflect the fact that we believe in ourselves. We are confident and we are comfortable with who we are and what we say we are. Rather than promoting ourselves by talking, we need to discover the truth by listening. Before packaging ourselves with a unique message, we need to first listen to ourselves and the people we interact with, colleagues and clients, and reflect on what we've heard. Once we arrive at this place, going through steps 1 and 2, introspection and differentiation, we can stop focusing on ourselves and instead focus on how to make these discoveries meaningful for our audience. This is the second key to successful messaging. It's about crafting your message from your customer's point of view. It's really very simple. If you are writing the check to yourself, you can say whatever you like, however you like. But if you are looking for someone else to assign value to you, pay you, or write a check to you, then you need to know what they care about and message what you genuinely have to offer from their point of view.